This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Veterans experiencing homelessness are the focus of an effort by Metro Denver County's trying to get them into housing. Jamie Reif leads the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative, which coordinates the area's response.
Let's get to a point where we know every veteran right now by name and talk about them every other week and say, like, okay, we know this person right now needs this resource. Who can bring it?
Reif says this effort is the first of its kind in the country. Colorado's new task force for addressing drought challenges related to the Colorado River met for the first time this week. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The 17 members will collaborate and recommend policies and tools to the state legislature so the state can respond to climate change and ongoing drought problems. At the first meeting, they shared hope that the diverse group with different Colorado River interests would find unity. The legislature created the task force last year to bring together representatives from agriculture, water managers from Front Range cities and Western Slope towns, environmentalists, Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute representatives, and industry. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A Broncos defensive end is under a criminal investigation over a complaint that he bet on his own football games. The NFL suspended Ioma Uwazurike indefinitely last month. The criminal complaint shows the player placed 32 wagers on the Broncos last season. He's also accused of trying to hide the wagers. You're listening to CPR News.